breaking every chain. Look at your neighbor and say, I need every chain broken in my life. Look at somebody else, say,
I need
every chain
broken
in my life. Amen. Glory to God. I need chains broken. I used to be a firm believer that anything that was broken could be fixed. It can be fixed. But I'm not going to be hanging around waiting on them to fix it. God was dealing with me yesterday morning about how we need chains broken. And once we get them broken, we need to leave them laying there. Don't hang around and let them reattach themselves to you. You need to move on. In the 12th chapter of Acts, the story about Peter, we all know it. Certain parts we're going to deal with and certain we're going to skip over. Now about the time Herod the king stretched out forth his hands to vex certain of the church. Amen. Somebody say certain.
Certain.
He went after everybody. Amen.
Sure.
Folks around you ain't after everybody.
Right.
Just you.
Yes,
because you represent something. You represent something that they don't have.
That's right.
Amen. Something they're not willing to sacrifice to have. So Herod, he stretched forth his head. I mean, his works are to, he wants to maltreat or vex the people of God. And just to show him how serious he is, he killed James. I'm going to show you I'm going to kill James. How many folks you done had in your life done afflicted somebody else to get to you?
Yeah, amen.
Y'all better listen to me this morning. So he killed James, the brother, with the sword, which is how wonderful the Pharisees were, the Jews were, because they like to see folks lose their head.
Right.
They like to see folks. That was their choice. We were reading, I was reading the First Lady last night, I was on CNN, and how Utah has voted to change their death penalty. They no longer kill you with the needle or with electricity. Guess what they voted into? They're going to kill you by firing squad.
What?
If you are due for execution, they're going to stand you up against the wall, put a thing on your head, and shoot you. They say it's cheaper. It's cheaper and it's less painful. I can only imagine. So Herod had his head cut off. Cut his head off. Guess why he did it? Because he saw it pleased the Jews. So he figured, since I did that, I might as well get Peter too. Amen. It's not a figment of your imagination that folks do stuff to others because it makes somebody in their group happy. Then were the days of the unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, not only did he capture him, but the word apprehend also means to squeeze. How many times you feel like somebody squeezing you?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I learned a very valuable lesson. When I'm around people, I enjoy myself, but I keep to myself.
Right.
I've learned precautions to keep them out of my world.
Amen.
Because if you don't keep them out of your world, they will apprehend you.
That's right.
They will smile at you while they squeeze you. He put him in prison. and delivered him to four quartillions of soldiers to keep him. That's a group of four. What does that tell you? Sound like he was a little afraid of Peter, don't it? I done captured you and I'm squeezing you. I'm squeezing you because I'm stopping you from doing what you've been doing, and that's healing the sick.
Yeah.
Encouraging the discouraged. Teaching and preaching the word of God. I'm squeezing you. When folks stop you from doing the will of God, they are squeezing you. To keep him, intending after Easter. Well, we celebrate Easter, but how many know Easter is actually a man-made thing? Yeah. They formed it after one of their gods. That's why you see folks in church on Easter that you ain't seen all year. It's the mentality of the whole thing. So, but it was the Passover. And he figured if he kept him in prison beyond the Passover, he would miss out on something. But baby, God always got a ram in the bush.
Always.
I love the verse that said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. It don't matter how bad it looks, how bad you may feel about the way it looks, you have to remind yourself that he hasn't left me. He's here.
Amen.
But see, the thing about it is God operates in our faith.
Amen.
Not in our conditions.
Amen.
So he got Peter, got him all locked up, and he wants to bring him forth. It's the word, it says, to the people, but the translation for it is to a people. Yeah. It's a people that don't love God. So Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. This is what I saw this morning. But prayer was made without ceasing.
That's right.
Of the church of God for him. If you read this chapter, you find out that Peter didn't pray one time.
Amen.
How many know that? He never prayed while he was in prison.
Amen.
It says he slept. Now, whether he slept because he was at rest with God or whether he slept because he was just tired.
Come on now.
Nobody knows, but it says he slept. What did they do to Jesus? Can you pray 1 hour? What did they do?
They slept.
The good thing about it is when you get so caught up and so pressed and stressed and squozing that you can't pray, somebody is praying for you. Somebody's standing in the gap for you. That should encourage your faith. That somebody's standing in the gap. I'm not going to lie to you. There's been lots of times I've been so stressed and so overwhelmed and so pressed and discouraged that I just didn't make myself pray because I convinced myself that I could pray, but God not going to hear me. And why should I pray if I really don't mean it? But somebody was standing in the gap. I could feel their prayers. I was encouraged by their prayers. I was encouraged by their intercession. That's why the church has got to come together and pray as a whole, not as individuals.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. But prayer was made without ceasing. Without ceasing means the prayer was intense. That means they meant to touch God.
Hallelujah.
When you pray, make sure you mean to touch God. You're just not throwing up some stuff. God is a zealous God. He want to hear intense prayer. Because intense prayer comes from your soul and from your spirit.
Amen.
We ought to pray for others like we pray for ourselves.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen to this. And when Herod, would have brought him forth. See, it was that very night. He was planning on killing him that night. I'm going to fix him. I'm going to go a little bit more. I already got it. I'm going to kill him the night before the Passover. And I'm going to show them Christians that I'm God.
Amen.
Yeah.
That was his intent. Yeah. There are people around you that's going to set themselves in the temple of God and pretend that they're God.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Y'all don't hear me this morning. I'm busy. The same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with chains and the keepers before the door kept the prison. That means there were two people. There was one on each side of him and there was two outside watching the doors.
Yeah.
What's that old saying? Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, I'm sure they were his enemies. And you know what I didn't realize till I did some deeper research? The teacher probably already know this. He was chained to them brothers. They were chained to him on each side. God uses the strange things to confound the wise.
Amen.
They had chained him up with the guards. Got two guards out front. But remember, it says he was attached to quaternions. Quaternions. That means four. The word four, God was already set him up for a what?
Creative.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. A creative miracle. He can't create a miracle unless you get in a mess.
Come on, now. Come on, now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God can't ever show how great he is until you find yourself in a mess.
In a mess.
Right.
That's why he says, stop whining and complaining and bellyaching about the things you're going through. God just wants to show off.
Amen.
So he set him up for a creative miracle. Because if you read it closely and research, you find out that Peter, even though he's preaching the gospel the way he's preaching, he's still a little lackadaisical with his faith. So he's sleeping between the two soldiers. Now, I guess he figured he might as well sleep, can't go anywhere. Between two chains. It's time for us to break the chains.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It's time for our family and our friends to chains to be broken.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But we've got to come together as a corporate body of believers and begin to pray.
Amen.
I mean, intense pray. Not just throwing some stuff up before God, but I mean touching the heart of God with our hearts.
Man.
So that chains can be broken. So here he is, chained between these two soldiers. And he's asleep. I bet they weren't asleep. He's knocked out. And you got the keepers before the door that kept the prison. Now, God shows up in the midst of your circumstance and situations when you least expect it. He wasn't looking for nobody. He figured he was on his way out. There they got me.
Yeah.
I'm chained between these two soldiers. I'm not finna get out. I might as well just rest because I'm about to die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But it says an angel of the Lord. An angel of the Lord came up on him or came to him. And a light shined in the prison. The guards didn't see this light. That's when it says, he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit had to say to the church. Your spiritual and your supernatural perception has got to be broad and wide. And the way you do that is through your study through your prayer life.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You want to talk to God? Pray. You want God talking back to you? Pray.
Amen.
A light shine in the prison. Every chain got to be broken. And he smote Peter on the side and said, arise quickly. Get up quickly. And it says his chains fell off his hands. Folks have put chains on your works.
Yeah, Lord.
They have bound you up with their attitudes and with
Lord.
Their dispositions.
Yes,
but God is calling for a people that's going to resist these things and uphold the gospel regardless of the cost.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
The chains fell off his hands. Didn't say nothing about him falling off the guard's hands. Because God, what does it say? He loves who he loves. He delivers who he wants to deliver. Make sure your life is lined up so you can be delivered. Oh, Jesus. Get up, Peter. Get up. My goodness, I'm chained, Pastor. And I can actually see this angel standing there tapping me on the side. He don't have to tell me to move quickly. He don't have to tell me to put my shoes on. Had to tell Peter, put your shoes on, Peter. Put your garment around you, Peter. My goodness, if the guard's coat was bigger than mine, I was going to take his coat. He already didn't see the light. So he ain't gonna know his coat missing. The angel been telling me, Brother John, you better slow down. You're going too fast. What you get me up for? Let's go. When the chains fall off your life, you got to leave them behind. Don't sit there and wait on somebody to tell you, well, you're free.
Amen. Amen.
That's what your prayer life do for you. You know you've been set free.
Yes, Lord.
See, the problem is we're waiting on this feeling to prove to us that we're free.
Come on now.
We're waiting to get goosebumps to think that God is here. The times God has moved the greatest for me was when I didn't think he was there. I couldn't feel him. I couldn't sense him. And I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't even thinking about him. All I was thinking about was the trouble that I had got myself to in. Sat there, Lord, if you get me out of this, I won't do it again. God said, first chance you get. So I'm lying. But I'll be there too.
Amen.
The chains fell from his hands. I got all these notes, all these breakdowns, but we're not going to go into that. We're going to keep it simple today. So remember, there's two people outside the door. He's chained the two prison guards. His chains, the angel shows up, touches him in his side or in his rib cage, and tells him, get up quickly. What he's telling, don't slumber. Put your shoes on. Put your wrap on. Cover yourself up. and let's go. Well, I can only imagine he's looking at them guards. Are they going to wake up? My goodness, once the chains fall off, and I know I didn't do it, and it wasn't done by no key, I'm going to say the Lord here.
Amen.
I'm going to say the Lord here when I see the angel. How'd you get in here?
That's right.
Amen. Don't wait for somebody to tap you on the head. How many folks in here watch NCIS? I forgot it right. I always call it NIS. It's whatever I call it. It ain't never right. I get corrected all the time. What does he do? He always smack me the nose off. You need to get smacked to hear from God. I told the Lord, Father, if you speak, let me be in a realm I can hear you.
Amen. Amen.
Because you know what I found out? If I can hear you, I can see you.
Amen.
Folks can't see God because they can't hear God.
That's right.
If you don't fellowship with him,
that's right.
You can't. You won't know his voice when
that's
he speaks.
Right. Amen. That's right. Amen.
We'll constantly be saying to ourselves, is that God?
Yeah.
Or is that me?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Peter's chains fell off his hands. He can go back to doing his works. The angel said, gird up thyself and bind on thy sandals. Get yourself dressed, man. We get ready to go.
Yeah.
And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment around thee, about thee, and follow me.
Yeah.
If they don't represent God, don't you dare follow them.
Amen.
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 You know why I stayed in so much trouble growing up, Sister Brenda? Because I was never a follower. If I was going to get in it, I got in it myself. And I got in some stuff. But you know what? When God doesn't pre-plan and pre-ordain your life, he'll get you out.
Amen.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
So you can get in the next one.
Amen.
Follow me, Peter. Don't go first. But follow me. And he went out and followed him. Now remember, the two guards at the front door, at the front door of the prison.
Mm-hmm.
How'd they get by him? God don't care nothing about your folks that's binding you up.
Nice.
He'll take you right through them.
Amen.
You know, God has always made us place a way of escape for us. If we glorify him, if we praise him while we're in the midst of whatever it is we're going through, sometimes we don't feel like it. We don't want to, but we have to make ourselves offer him up, a sacrifice of praise. Father, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't feeling it today, but I'm going to praise you anyway. I'm hurt today, but I'm going to praise you anyway. I need these chains broken. I need these spiritual chains broken. I need this spiritual change, but I need my financial change. I need this mess off me.
Glory.
And I can hear God sitting there saying to me, well, why are you sitting there sulking? Why are you murmuring and complaining? Why are you belly aching? You can't get nothing loose sitting there with that type of attitude. I said, enter my gates with in my course with
praise.
How you going to find me if you don't do it the right way?
Amen.
God said, I'm just not letting anybody in.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
You better come right. It went out and followed him. And wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. You better make sure you know God. It don't do much good to preach the gospel and not live by the gospel.
Come on now. For yea, when I came, yea, did I not follow my father? Yea, for he sent me. And yea, he knew all about the places that I was going to be in and the places that I was going to go. And yea, he had already ordained it and set it forth. Yea, he had ordained that I come and set thee free. Yea, he had ordained that all the chains that have you bound shall be broken. If you seek me and seek after my faith, yea, they shall be broken. Yea, seek me, said God, and lift me up, for the chains has already been broken. But it was broken at Calvary, said God. And when I laid down, you laid down. And when I got up, you got up. And yea, the chains was loose. Come on, Moshaka. Yea, lift me up and praise me, for I shall go all the way with thee, and I shall break the chains along the way, said God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to pretend like we're magicians. We can get ourselves locked up in chains and get ourselves out. The Bible says, be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Why, after you've been set free, you entangle yourself again? I learned the hard way. I stopped looking back.
Amen.
I start pressing forward. Listen to the rest of the story. I'm almost done. When they were past the first and the second ward, or the first part of the first and second part of the prison, now they done passed the two guards. He done, God done loosed his shackles from the guards he was shackled to. They still sitting there, so evidently they sleep or they mesmerized by what's going on. Peter finally gets up, gets his shoes on, gets his wraps on, and they get out the first part of the prison without being seen by the two guards that were sitting on the outside, supposedly guarding the place. Then they get through the second ward, or the second part of the prison, without being noticed, and they get to the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened them of its own accord.
Hallelujah.
If God go before you, he'll make every crooked place straight. That's why he said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Weapons means instruments that folks use to apply to disturb, destroy, or to break your life down. And then he said, if God before you,
Thank you.
Can be against you. The gate opened. And it's funny, it says an iron gate.
Right.
I don't know if you know it, but back in those days, the chains or the shackles they used, they were made out of iron. God will loose you from your shackles. And then that which has you back behind, he'll open it up so you can walk out. But if he opens the door so you can walk, you better get some walking. We tend to want to backtrack to see if it was just a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. So the gates opened on their own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street. When the angel got him to where he needed to be so that he could be safe, he departed from him. You think Peter's still thinking he was in a vision? How many times have you seen the hand of God move and had to shake yourself and say, wow. Did God just do that for me?
Right.
Listen to this. And when Peter was what? Come to himself. When he found out that the shackles were actually off his hands. And he was out of the prison, and the gate opened on its own. He saw the angel as the gate opened. He realized, he came to himself. He realized, you know what? I need to get my act together.
Yep.
You know, right after that happened, he went on a tear for God. Yeah. I mean, he went on a tear. He was like a volcano.
Right. Amen.
When you shake your chains,
right.
When the shackles are broken off of your life,
yeah.
And God opens up the iron gate so that you can pass through it,
yeah.
Without you having to use your own physical strength,
yeah,
yeah.
You better stay free.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Says he came to himself. Now I know, surely.
Now
I know. I didn't know when the chains fell off. I didn't know when the angel was in there, and I couldn't figure out how he got there.
Right.
I didn't know when I walked out past the guards that was outside the door.
Right.
I didn't know when I passed through the second part of the prison where the other guards were and the other people that were locked up. Didn't know. I did not know when the gate opened up by itself without me using my physical and my natural strength to open it. I didn't know, but I've come to my senses. I've come to this, my senses, and recognize that God has got to be on my side. Because in my idiocy, in my stupidness, in my sleepiness, I found out that God kept me anyway. God will keep you in your mistakes. God will keep you in your situation. God will keep you in your discouragement. He'll keep you in your stress and your overwhelms. God is a keeper. You've got to come to your senses and come to yourself and realize that greater is He that's in you.
Come on, Pastor.
I know of a surety. I'm sure now. I know truly. My perception, I've come to myself, and I'm allowing the Spirit of God to allow me to see that which I didn't see back there.
Amen.
The Lord has sent His angel. Oh my goodness. Have delivered me out of the hand of Herod. And not only Herod, but all the expectation of the people of the Jews, because they were eagerly looking to see his head be cut off.
Amen.
Don't call nobody name out, but how many people want to see your head cut off?
No.
They're not going to literally kill you themselves, but they'll wish it on you. They'll wish you weren't around. That's their expectation. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house where Mary, the mother of John, was. Surname was Mark. Where many were gathered together praying. That's why God delivered him. It wasn't because of his faith. It wasn't because of his prayer life. Because he was asleep. He wasn't even talking to God.
Amen.
It was because there was many others gathered together in prayer for him.
Holy Ghost.
They prayed so intensely, so earnestly, that it touched the throne room of God. And Jesus said, we got to send somebody. Remember, it said the angel of the Lord, talking about the angel that Jesus sent. Remember, he didn't call, he could have called down 10 million angels to save him, but he didn't call nobody to save him. save himself, but he sent one to deliver Peter.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't you know you are the called out ones?
Amen.
You are more special than you'll ever think of yourself to be.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
We don't see it, but God separated us to greatness.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We're too busy practicing being humble.
Amen.
Problem is, we don't know what humble means. They were gathered. They had made them. They had gathered together. They had become one, pastors.
Become one.
In unity. Yeah. In mindset.
Yes.
And they were praying for Peter to be delivered. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, and named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." Everybody all screwed up. They're praying intensely for him to be delivered. And then when he shows up, it ain't him.
Right.
You'd have prayed and done prayed hard, but felt like you were dropped like Jesus. Big, your tears were like big drops of blood hitting the floor. You done cried till you couldn't breathe out to God. And then when God blessed you, you said, "Is that you, Lord?" This ain't happening. You better get out my way. I'm about to enjoy this. When you done been through all you've been through, and folks done stood in the gap and believed God to help you get yourself free, you better enjoy your freedom.
Amen.
He that has been set free is free indeed.
That's right.
My goodness. Ain't another story about Paul being locked up too?
Yeah.
Only different was he was praying.
Right. Yeah. Right.
He was praising God in his situation.
Yeah.
Lord, I don't know what I thank you for having me in this prison.
Right.
See the difference? When you're not praying in your mess, you don't even know God delivering you.
Amen.
But when you're praying and worshiping God with all hell breaking loose around you, God will shake the foundation.
Yes, he will. Show up. Yes, Lord.
You know why? Because when you're praying and believing God, you expected something to happen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. 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 God, everybody stand.
But did I not say, have faith in me, faith in my word? But yea, did I not say in my word that I was set to stand up before your enemies? Yea, my word is true. Yea, that's why I say in my word, whatsoever you ask in my name, and doubt not in your heart, but believe that it's my true word. Yea, ye shall be delivered. And yea, the chain shall fall from about thy neck and about thy feet, said God. For yea, they come against our mind, and they come against our ways. Yea, that I have set up for thee, said God. So lift me up and praise me, and lift me up all the way. Yea, not just sometimes, not just here and to and fro. For my word is true every day, said God. So lift me up, and I shall glorify myself in thee, in this land, like I said before, said God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will never forsake you. Amen.
Amen. Glory.
And the soldiers were so mad. But guess what? That's why you can't look back.
Amen.
The very soldiers
Amen.
That he flipped out on,
yes.
Herod examined them. He checked them out. He tested them. Guess what he did to them? He killed them.
Yeah.
He killed the two guards that he was chained to, and he killed the two guards that was on the outside of the door, and he killed every guard going up through the prison.
Amen.
That Peter got out. Don't you know that God will prepare a table for you in the midst of your enemies?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
But you got to keep believing God.
Amen.
And we've got to keep praying one for another.
Amen.
So that God will do his perfect work in our lives. Years ago, God, the Holy Ghost taught me, stop praying for people to be healed and delivered. Pray for their minds to be transformed by the renewing of that mind by the word of God. And then they'll get what they need from God. Anyone that gets something, a miracle from a man, he comes back to that man. But when you get a miracle from God, you look unto God. Who is the author and the finisher of your faith. And when they think they done got over on you, look what happens to Herod. Herod, after he done did all this, he done got himself all beautified and arrayed himself and sat up on his throne and made an ordination and gave a shout saying, it is the voice of a God.
Yeah.
He never said another word. Because it said the angel of the Lord smote him. Because he gave not God the glory. Better trust God. And you have to remember, God will remove people out of your life.
Yes.
He will.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Don't ask for something that you don't want.
That's right.
And pray. When you pray, believe what you pray. If we pray and stand the gap for you to get delivered, and you get delivered, it's time to shout.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not time to stand and ask, well, are they really delivered?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We made up in our minds. There are those who say, I want to be like Peter and I want to be like Paul. I want to be what Jesus called me to be.
That's right.
Amen.
The only way I can do that is by studying to show myself approved under him.
Yeah.
And through prayer, what? Without ceasing.
Amen.
You know where my prayer closet is? Wherever I stand.
That's right.
Wherever I sit, that's my prayer closet. I stop waiting on God, Sister Jackie. I start thanking God. You know, we use that scripture as a scapegoat. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The word wait don't mean sit there and wait. It means to be praying about the Lord's business.
Amen.
It means you got to be praying and fasting and studying.
That's right.
Amen.
That's how he renews your strength. He don't come down and touch you to renew it. He renews it from the inside out.
Yeah.
Amen. I go through some battles. I mean, absolute battles. Knock down, drag out. And most of the time, Mother Algie, I'm the one getting up off the floor.
Amen.
Wife say amen. She know too. I'm the one getting up off the floor. But you know what I do? I brush myself off. And I get ready for the next battle.
Amen.
Because I've learned something from the last one. I learned, Brother John, when he gets ready to throw a left hook, duck.
That's right.
because the enemy's sneaky like that. My brother, he passed away. His name Ruben. He used to really look out for us. He was in the army, and then he just looked out for us, all of us. He used to like play this game with when he first came home from the army. He used to say, "Watch the right, watch the right." And he socked me with the left. And I'd be madder than a pack of hornets. And I fell for that every stinking time he did it. And then he'd switch up. Watch the left, bang, hit me with the right. And one day I asked him, "Why you do that to me?" "Because I want to teach you. You have to see everything in your area. Not just what's in front of you." And he taught me. Next time he tried it, I socked him in the gut. I didn't give him a chance to trick me. He didn't get mad. He said, "That's pretty good." I see you learn something. Make sure you learn from your experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you don't, they will crush you somewhere down the road. You know how many people are not serving God now? Because of things that they've been through, and they felt like God let them down.
Yeah.
They didn't. He didn't let them down. They let God down.
That's right. Amen.
Man.
That's right. We need to pray more. By the time Saturday morning get here, I'd be wore out. I was sitting there yesterday morning at the table. Brother Algie just called and said he couldn't make it because it was bad out there. And God said, "You get your butt there. I don't care how tired you are. You get your butt up and you get there." So I'm going to be pressing to be here.
Amen.
To pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I had a conversation. "Lord, I'm tired. Bones be aching." God said, "At least you got some bones to ache." One of the older guys told me, he said, "As long as you aching, you know you're still alive. Stop aching." I just looked at him. I didn't say nothing to him. Because he was on 2 canes and he was just as happy as he wanted to be.
Amen. Amen.
He said, when my body wakes me up in the morning with pain, I'm alive.
That's right.
Amen.
I said, "You know, I don't want that to be my testimony." I appreciate it, but I don't think I want that to be my testimony. I want to be able to wake up and feel good in the morning. I don't want my pain to wake me up like an alarm clock. Been there already. That wasn't no fun. Amen. Everybody come stand across the front, take somebody by the hand.